Blog Talk Radio.
You know what gang violence is? Mostly, and the
become the next world leaders, brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all of them. Gotta use it only if necessary. Homie, vestige is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind to beauty of life. Was when my mom said, again, you could be Christ. I wasn't old enough to hold my knees and be right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The army's a school, teaching smart ways to go. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud. Sleep on my drunkenness, I blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals. I build with dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick Hill. For fish gills, the cops love the time come. I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Up the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holster. My motions don't appeal to a Pella division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Up the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. Black gorilla, crib and blood in one only. Just know my face, I be the case for the wish at the police. Look at the name Lake. Go simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute the new Huey Newton.
Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force of what we fight for. My heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
Enlisten more and talk less. Watch all and trust none. Demand your respect and be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule is strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
You know what gang violence is? Mostly, and the people don't want you to hear this, somebody shoots your family member. So of course you retaliate. You know what I mean? Same thing the U.S. does, except nobody even shot their family members. You know, they see somebody bomb a school and all these people get killed, so the United States feel like, ooh, that's messed up. We got to go show them who's the real killer. This country was built on gangs. You know, I think this country still is run on gangs. Republicans, Democrats, the police department, the FBI, the CIA, those are gangs. You know what I mean? The correctional officers. I had a correctional officer tell me straight up, we the biggest gang in New York State. Straight up.
Introduce a drug called crack to a ghetto team. Got along for born niggas now. Play of what it be like. When will niggas see they got us leading with three strikes? Can't seem to focus, hopeless. With violent thoughts I wrote this. Got the devil petrified. Hot from my heart is broken. And so I learn to earn my currency in overtime. Affiliated, clearly click a military mind. May God forgive us, so we dwell inside of paradise. Thugged out and drug dealing from the womb to the block. My live mind got me surviving 5 rounds.
quitting shit, dick, we block hits. Or I drop stick, all hell, I don't bail, wrath, let's talk a list. Forever ghetto, necessary, picture food stamp. Outlaw thug niggas, never left the food
stamp. We got a real live shit, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to box to back.
DJ
Flash. From a soldier to death, when I fuck a soldier to death, from a soldier to death. We got the real live shit, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to box to back. From a soldier to death, from a soldier to death. When I fuck a soldier to death, from a soldier to death.
Now I was born as a rebel, making trouble for the devil. Take this gangbang shit to a whole nother level. Can you feel me now? Armies in every city, definition of power. Players, are you ready to see the war? It's the prophecy, survival is the strategy. Rest in peace to my comrades, that's the seat. Organize the streets in time, yeah, any devil petrified of a nigga in his right mind. They tell us that we hopeless and hellbound. It's for the brothers of penitentiary, damn, damn. I got you in my heart till the day I die. Think of the damage we could do if we wasn't high. Can you picture me low? It's the thug rap. Political contracts and bloodbath. From a Tulsa core up in the rockets, though they got you. I never let them stop me, the struggle continues.
Now if we do want to live a thug life and a gangster life and all of that, okay, so stop being cowards and let's have a revolution. But we don't want to do that. Dudes just want to live a character. They want to be cartoons. But if they really wanted to do something that was that tough, all right, let's start our own country. Let's start a revolution. Let's get out of here. Let's do something.
Real live shit, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to rock to rap. From my soldiers to death, from my soldiers to death. When I fuck my soldiers to death, from my soldiers to death. We got the real live shit, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to rock to rap. From my soldiers to death, from my soldiers to death. When I fuck my soldiers to death, from my soldiers to death. Come on.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Newton's lawyer, right?
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over!
Mr. Jackson, sorry about your brother.
They will live to regret it. I'll see to that. Get him where it hurts.
Starring Gary Dorden from TV CSI.
This is the military, David.
Free to land. Revolutionary grid. Welcome to another edition of Georgia University Radio. I'm your host, Dumont Secure, where our goals are fivefold. Our first goal is to eradicate functional illiteracy among new African prisoners. Our second goal is to eradicate cultural ignorance among new African prisoners. Our third goal is to transform the criminal mentality to the new African mentality. Our fourth goal to assist in the rebuilding and stabilization of the new African communities. Our fifth goal is to prepare a new African prison for release, producing new African recidivism. And our overall goal is transforming the whole prison industrial slave complex within the prison system to the big interest of learning through education and means. Before I bring in our guest tonight, I'd like to go over a couple of events that happened in history during this week. On February 13th, we commemorated and participated in what we know as Black Love Day. In 1818, Absalom Jones, the co-founder of the Free African Side and the first black priest, died in Philadelphia at the age of 71. 1882, Henry Highline Garnet, diplomat and protest leader, died in Monrovia, Liberia at the age of 66. He also was an abolitionist. In 1957, the 13th through the 14th, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference was organized at New Orleans meeting for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as the president. On February the 14th, which is the beginning of what we term a coma day. A coma, though, lasts 7 days from the 14th to the 20th. It's a new African love celebration that deal with 7 days, seven virtues, seven principles that are somewhat similar to Kwanzaa. In 1760, Richard Allen, who has been called the father of the Negro, was born in slavery in Philadelphia. In 1817, Frederick Douglass was born in Tuckahoe, Tolba County, Maryland. In 1936, from the 14th through the 16th, the National Negro Congress organized at a Chicago meeting, attended by 817 delegates, representing more than 500 organizations. A. Philip Randolph of the Brother of Sleeping Car Porters were elected president of the new organization. In 1965, at 2:35 a.m., Malcolm X, Dr. Betty Shabazz, and his daughters survived a firebomb at their home at 2311 North 97th Street in Queens, New York. Also in 1965, Malcolm X arrived at Detroit Airport and was met by Gaddy Abadeli and delivered his last speech message at Ford Auditorium. He delivered his message the same day. It was taken murder when the house was firebombed, the same exact day. And he talked about doing that speech. On February the 15th, 1848, Sarah Roberts barred from white school in Boston. Her father, Benjamin Roberts, filed the first school integration suit on her behalf. In 1851, black abolitionists invaded Boston courtroom and rescued a fugitive slave. 1915, Ernest Jest, a brilliant biologist, investigated the structure of the cell, received his Ph.D. In 1965, Nat King Cole, singer and pianist, died in Santa Monica, California, at the age of 45. 1968, Henry Lewis appointed director of the New Jersey Symphony and became the first African-American United States to head a major orchestra. In 1978, Leon Spinks defeated Muhammad Ali for heavyweight boxing championship. Ali regained the title on September the 15th and became the first person to win the title three times. In 2003, in Oakland, California, after 35 years, Lil Bobby Hutton's gravesite received a tombstone. On today's date, February the 16th, 1893, Dr. George E.L. Patton, Meharry Medical College's first female graduate, received her medical degree. She worked as a doctor in Liberia, Africa. Then was the first black female doctor in Memphis, Tennessee, and the first licensed black female surgeon and physician in Tennessee. In 1943, St. Clair was born. St. Clair was a 1960 activist, independent filmmaker, who focused on the black experience, provided acclaimed works on Dr. John Henry Clark, Paul Robeson, Gordon Parks, the blues, religion, and much more. In 1953, New York City Council passed bill prohibiting racial discrimination in city assisted housing developments. In 1959, U.S. and other foreigners were defeated. Castro became the president of the independent revolutionary Cuba. In 1970, Joe Frazier knocked out Jimmy Ellis in the second round to become world heavyweight boxing champion. On February the 17th, 1870, the Congress passed a resolution readmitting Mississippi on the condition that it would never change its constitution to disenfranchise blacks. In 1942, witnessed the birth of Dr. Huey P. Newton, who was an organizer and founder of the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense, a militant organization. In 1961, Patrice Lumumba, the first prime minister of the former Congo, was turned over to his enemies in the secessionist Kantaga province and murdered. The event triggered major protests in the UN and in countries around the world by activists who said that Western intelligence agents were directly involved in the murder. On February 18, 1688, the first formal protest against slavery by organized white body in English America made by made by Germantown, Pennsylvania Quakers at a monthly meeting. The historical Germantown protest denounced slavery and the slave trade. In 1696, Quakers were forbidden to import slaves. The Quakers, as well as the American Freedom Society, had been very involved in the struggle of abolition of New African prison, a black prison, so forth and so on. They had worked with critical positions, New York Revolutionary Nationalists, black liberation people, and worked with revered people over the years. Just for future reference. In 1865, rebels abandoned Charleston. First Union troops to enter the city included 21st USCT, followed by two companies of the 54th Massachusetts Volunteers. 1867, the Black Education Institute was founded in Augusta, Georgia. It later moved to Atlanta and took the name of the Mohawk College. In 1943, William McCarthy Ricks was born. He's an unsung civil rights activist, community organizer, prominent Pan-Africanist. He was a leader in SNCC and the All-African Revolutionary Party. He coined the term Black Power slogan in 1966 with Stokely Carmichael. In 1961, nationally disrupted UN session on Congo with demonstration for slain Congo Premier Patrice Lumumba to follow his murder the day before. February 19, 1864, the Knights of Pythias were established, which is a Prince Hall Masonic order. Okay, in 1871, Eugenia Burns was born. The gentleman was an activist for racial and sexual equality and against lynching. In 1919, from the 19th to the 21st, the Pan-African Congress was organized by W. Du Bois, met at Grand Hotel Paris with 57 delegates, 16 from the United States and 14 from Africa, and 16 from other countries and colonies. Blaise Diagne of Senegal was elected president and Du Bois was named secretary. In 1998, Terry Hilliard was named superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. In 1999, President Clinton pardons Henry O. Flipper, the first black graduate of West Point, who had been given a dishonorable discharge that was racially motivated. Those are a couple of things that happened in history this week. All I say is free land, all those identify the land, revolutionary ingredients, free all captive new African citizens, which is New African Political Prison, New African POWs, free all the black liberation political prison, free all the indigenous political prison, free all the political prison in general. I'd like to thank everyone who have been coming to our broadcast, joining our dialogue, listening to our broadcast in 2014. I thank all the individuals who are currently educating themselves in the community, in their families, in their environment, in their particular nation, a particular organization, a particular institution. And are currently doing things to be more positive and change the conditions around them, including the condition within their own mental mind. You know, tonight we're going to be talking to the 2022 New African Nation Day Planning Committee. And we have with us from the Planning Committee, who chaired the Planning Committee, is Mama Ayo, the first Vice President. We have also in the Planning Committee, Sister Zazada Shakir, who's a co-minister of youth. Also, we have the other co-minister of youth, Brother Bumani Gaye Toure, who's also a part of the 2022 New York District Planning Committee. And we also have Disrupt Black Cloud, who's also part of the 2022 New African Nation Day Planning Committee. Now, I'm going to start opening lines, let a few of these comrades in. Hold up, let me see who y'all got. Let me see. Okay. Let's see. Okay. 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 Mama, your line is open. Open everybody else's line. Your line is open. So free land, how you doing?
Free the land. I am, I will. Free the land.
Okay. Oh, vitamin is there. Okay. No doubt, no doubt. Okay. Minister Zazada, your line is open. Your brother, Minister Bumani, there with you. Y'all line is open right now.
Free the land.
Free the land, comrades.
Bumani will be stepping in a second, but yes, I'm excited to be on the show. Thank you for having us, and just ready to do some nation building, per usual.
True indeed, true indeed. Okay. Free land, Brother Black, how your line is open? I'm just letting you know your line is open, brother. How you doing?
All right, Free Land, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, brother. I'm strong. First, I'd like to thank you all. Thank you all for coming to our broadcast. It's getting out of understanding. I want to thank you all for the work you're doing in the past, the present, and work you're doing in the future. I want to thank you all for continuing to propagate this mission, the objective and goals and aim that we got going with the independence. And helping to start us off. My first question is, when I ask you a question, the line is open for anybody who want to answer, right? What exactly is Nation Day? How is it significant to the nation, to the people?
Well, I'll go ahead and begin, and of course the other comrades can definitely come in. And it's just a time to come together, new Africans across the country, members of the New African Independence Movement, to come together to recognize and to honor the founding of the nation. And throughout the years, we definitely try to keep our coming together for the Declaration of Independence, New African Declaration of Independence, as close to March 31st as possible. And I do understand through historical data that we didn't immediately begin after 1968. It took about a year or so before we began to actually have these gatherings. But the point is we've been doing it now for 54 years. And it is a time to come together, to just touch base with one another, to let all formations know the direction in which the provisional government is going, and to secure as much support and a lot of interaction and recommitment to what we say is land, independence, self-determination, reparations. And I yield.
Okay. Well, I got a follow-up question to that. You mentioned New Africans, right? Is New African Nation Day just New Africans or people from the Black Liberation Movement, the Pan-Africanist Movement, other movements, or are they involved? Are they able to attend this event as well?
Absolutely. Because for us, everyone is a new African, whether they call themselves Black Liberation. We consider any person of African descent to be new African, whether they call themselves that or not. They are considered under the Code of Umoja. They are entitled to citizenship under the Republic of New Africa. So, yes, we welcome all formations, particularly if those formations are interested in land, separation, independence, reparations. Definitely.
True indeed. Okay, my next question is, I understand that Nation Day. Okay, go ahead, bro.
Again, okay, yeah, I also want to say, as far as Nation Day, so remember, it's two of our founding mothers and fathers, you know, Dr. Robert Daly, Queen Mother Moore, you know, Robert Williams, you know, some of our first presidents and vice presidents. I just want to put that in there, too.
Yes, sir. By minister, true indeed. It's all good to know the information, the history of things. My next question is, I understand Nation Day taking place this year in Birmingham, which is a certified new population district, right? What are some of the things an individual can expect by attending Nation Day? And also, is Nation Day going to be a physical event, or is it also an aspect that people can join through Zoom if not able to attend?
We are very ecstatic and excited that Nation Day will take place in person in Birmingham at a place that's dear to our heart, at the Crescent Cultural Center, at the Crescent Cultural Community Center. But yes, if you want to attend, you can put one of those links we've been sharing online. You know, we have a Eventbrite, so on and so forth. And also, if you're not able to attend in person, right, we are planning on having a Zoom line available for you to attend and be able to in-gather and celebrate with us. And again, just to us, the importance of Nation Day is the most important part to us is the in-gathering, right? A lot of times we're not able to physically see our comrades and our people across the nation, across the state, just because we don't travel or just because we're not able to travel or so on and so forth. So being able to celebrate and have an in-gathering and everybody coming and bringing their spirits together and just recommitting to getting our freedom, right? We're excited for it, especially here in Birmingham.
Okay. Okay. In regards to Nation Day, what are some things people to expect during the day? What's going to be happening over 3 days? I'm saying 3 days. What's going to be happening over 3 days? You know, what's going to be going on? What are some of the activities? How can people get involved in those activities?
On Friday, of course, we are having our Ujima community outreach festivities, and that will be starting around 10 o'clock. And it's just the provisional government introducing themselves to the community, to the Birmingham community. We'll have, of course, a little bit of what we call conscious music playing. We're going to stop from time to time and talk about our mission, our purpose, who we are, talk about some community issues that need to be everyone should be made aware of, kind of like a dialogue with the community, encouraging them and helping them to understand that they live in Birmingham. We are all colonial captive subjects. They have the human right to declare themselves independent, encourage them to become active citizens, because there are different parts of citizenship, but also to hand out a little bit of flyers, have the children to come out, and the youth, of course, to do a little bit of entertainment, and actually just have a dialogue. And, of course, there'll be vendors and perhaps some food trucks on the spot, and we are very, very confident the weather will permit us to be outside, and that's for Friday during the day. Later on that evening, we all typically, historically, have the PRLC meetings of the government, which is the ministries, the presidents, and then later on we will have the People Center Council, in which everyone, citizens, can either attend in person or they will be able to call in and be on teleconference to hear some of the, what we call the government business, being spoken about that evening. And Saturday, I'll go ahead and let somebody else, Sister Cesada or Brother Black Cloud, can talk about Saturday and Sunday. I yield.
Okay. But pardon, sir, before you leave, Mama Ayo, you had mentioned the speaking with the community. During that time, would the community have access to actually sign up for Nation Day if they haven't already during that time?
Yes, they will. You can. They can register on site, which will give us a little bit of time to prepare for the next day, which is Saturday, where the main events occur, and prepare for all day Saturday and Sunday. Yes.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay. The line is open, comrades. You know what I'm saying? For y'all to expound on Saturday and Sunday, whoever chooses to do so.
Free the land. This is Minister Osada. I'm excited about Saturday in Dangoma because this will actually be our first physical New African Nation Day that we're able to attend. So I'm, you know, expecting a lot of things new. But when we did attend for the virtual, you know, everything was done in Yoruba African language. This time we're going to have our local drummers. We'll be there. We'll have some local performers. Of course, we're going to have the Watoto perform. Like I said, just looking forward to in-gathering and being with community and our African traditions and spirituality and just going all in. So that's what we can expect for the Ngoma section of it for Saturday. And I yield.
Before you leave, for those who are listening, could you explain to the explain to the listener what an Ngoma is?
Creoland
is a celebration.
Father. Okay. Yeah, I was gonna suggest that Mama Ayo jump in there for that.
Yes, that's of course the key Swahili term that's just talking about a celebration, which is what we call a gathering it together, making sure that we talk, we have conscious, what we call conscious music, conscious vibration, melanin-driven music that is going to raise our vibration as a melanated people, as a new African people, and also making sure that it's family-friendly, that we are there gathering in the spirit of what community is supposed to look like. Not only the youth, but the elders and the children. That's the culmination on Saturday. But during the day, if the other comrades want to speak, they can go ahead and talk about what are some of the things that's going to be going on.
Okay. In regards to the Ngoma, right? Is the Ngoma open to children as well? Not just adults, is it open to children also?
Well, children who travel with their parents to the conference and sign up for the conference during the day, they can bring their children, and those children under the age of 12, they can, of course, come into the Ngoma. Those that are 13 and older, they will have to pay at least $10 so that we can prepare, we can have enough money to prepare for the food, and there will be a nice spread of something to eat, good music. Of course, there's going to be a band. Of course, there's going to be a DJ, and of course, new Africans who will come with their talents and their good intentions and good energy to help fortify us, because that's one thing we know about melanated people. When you play the music, and the music is always good to us. But when you couple it with good music, good words, with strong vibration, words of love and power and light, it's just extra, extra energizing, extra, if you know what I mean. That's just the culmination. During the day we start off, we're going to start off Saturday, of course, with the business part, meeting and greeting the community, other brothers and sisters who are coming in, who are interested to become new African citizens, wanting to know more about the nation. We will have various topics. We, of course, will have our ancestral hour where we give reverence to the ancestors, coupled by a meet welcoming of everyone to the event, setting our intentions for the next 2 days. There will be, of course, a meet and greet with some of the elders to talk about what they have experienced, about their history. And it's what is unique about this year is that the speech giving is going to be kept minimal to allow for an interaction with questions and answers from the new Africans that attend. And then we'll move on. Another topic that we're going to talk about is the new African family and all of its dynamics, which is really going to be extremely, extremely important, because we know that we can't have a nation without family. And family is important, and that's something that we want to begin to, from a cultural perspective, from all of the ministries, from an education perspective, from a health perspective, that is a topic that is going to be, I think, very, very enlightening from a new African perspective, and there will be a lot of different issues I know that will be brought up, and we're hoping that people will be engaged and lively so that we can all learn together and to address some of the contradictions that are happening within the liberation movement and within our communities at large. Well, then we're going to go on. Of course, we are a government, and we do have a National Election Commission, and the commission will be talking to new Africans about our responsibilities as citizens, preparing ourselves to vote in 2023 for the designated candidates, and what that process looks like, what we should be doing to fortify and to prepare our various districts and ourselves. So it's informational and time to ask questions. And then we're going to move on, and we'll have, of course, we're going to have some topics on survival training. And when that is done, then the youth who will be involved in their own particular shule, their school, will come and present what they learned during the day for us before we then, around 8:30-ish, prepare for the Ngoma. So that's a busy, busy, busy time for Saturday. And then we'll come back after the Ngoma and on Sunday and meet again. If any of the comrades want to contribute for Sunday, I'll yield the floor.
Okay,
so Sunday when we come back again, we'll be talking about, of course, we always cite the creed whenever we gather, because the creed is like our mantras, our words of power every morning, and then we will go straight into what we call the reenactment of the Declaration of Independence, which we hope everybody will be aware of. For some people, some new Africans don't even know the foundation on which the Republic of New Africa is founded. We have a preamble. We cite the reasons, charges against not only this country but humanity, basing this language which leads into our Declaration of Independence of March 31st, 1968. So we want that to be well known, and if people have questions, because it is a really good comprehensive look at why we're tired of being oppressed in this country and why we decided in 1968 to declare ourselves, not from a civil rights point of view, but from a human rights point of view, natural law and order point of view. We have the right to step out of something that does not mean us any good. So we'll be doing that. And then we will, of course, have messages from anyone from the New African Independence Movement. Any formation would like to come and speak, present, ask questions. And we, of course, then will have what we call, what does it look like for New Africa in cyber world, We would really, we want to talk about that, because there are some things we need to talk about. Let me just put it like that. And then, of course, we will come back after lunch and then talk about what was good about New African Nation Day this year, what needs improvement, what are some of the goals and aspirations moving forward as we're in this rebuild process, and finish off and end and get ready for the next year, which marks our 55th year. So I think if I missed anything, of course, there are going to be a few other things, because we will be setting up possible tours around Birmingham, particularly on Friday. We're working with Baba Umrani to see if we could offer new Africans a tour, because Birmingham is a very, very special place, and there is a new African historical perspective that needs to be seen. So we'll be offering a couple of tours around the city. And I yield.
True, indeed. Okay. Then what I wanted to say, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a packed 74 hours in regard to fun, you know what I'm saying, activities, learning, growth and development. And, you know, some of the concerns, especially right now going to the COVID, is it going to be COVID precautions? It's going to be COVID precautions going to execute and carry it out at Nation Day. And also another concern is that historically we understand that, like you said, from the first Black Nation Day, what we call it at that time, it was an attack from the oppressor. So will security be on the scene, you know, just in case, just to put out that standpoint in regards to we practice self-determination. Those are some of the concerns from the citizens, some of the concerns for the people that are interested in it. They would like to know those things in particular, right? So, okay, anybody can speak about that.
Frieda Lamb, Minister of Father. So as far as COVID restrictions, yes, definitely we will be following all COVID guidelines. We have a lot of traffic in and out of the Crescent Cultural Community Center, so we already have to be on point with that. We have students in and out of there, so we are always, like I said, following those guidelines, even at the library, all of those things. So masks, we'll be checking temperatures, hand sanitizer. You know, we'll make sure everybody's jumping in, all hands on deck, doing their job to make sure these things are getting done. As far as security purposes, I don't feel like it's just going to happen when we need security. But, like I said, me and Brother Bomani ourselves, we do security on our other job. So should we need be, we'll jump in there. And I don't know if the Legionnaires will be there. But, you know, I'm sure we can all come together and make things happen. But we predict it's going to be a very, very great event. And we won't need those types of precautions as far as security is concerned. And I yield.
Okay.
I totally agree with Minister Cezada as far as the COVID restrictions, and we have a whole Minister of Defense, and we are not only do we have the Legionnaires who will be present, members of the New African Security Force, because anyone who's on this line that knows anything about the Republic of New Africa, we've never had a Nation Day. There has not been, because we have the right to have an above ground army, that our soldiers will not be present. And I'm going to yield at that particular point.
True indeed. The person wanted to avenge at the event, how would they go about doing so?
Do you have a vendor's contract? We have sent several messages via email that's being sent out by our PCC chair. So most of the members of the New African Nation Day committee, as well as the ministers, have vendor contracts. So anyone can get in touch with, of course, Minister Bomani and Sister Cezada in Birmingham, and anyone else. They're usually either emailing or calling someone that they know to express an interest. But it's not very expensive. I think it's like $25 a day. We give them a special if you do 2 days. It's like $40. I'm not quoting the exact amount, but it's very, very reasonable. And we want to make sure that we don't have a lot of vendors selling the same thing. We would love a variety. However, we are hoping that more vendors from Birmingham, because we are coming to Birmingham and we want the locals to be supported. But yes, we do have space for any New African, but we are hoping that more brothers and sisters from Birmingham will participate, particularly the food trucks, particularly, you know, just on the ground type of books, jewelry, things like that. But we do have some New Africans that are requesting to come and binge from outside of the certified district. I yield.
Okay. I appreciate that information.
my next question is, are catchers citizen welcome to participate in New African Nation Day if they're able to do so? Or how to, the technology to participate? Are they able to participate? Is there any restrictions on that, or is it not?
I didn't hear your question, comrade. I apologize.
Okay, I was asking, are Catch a New African Citizen able to participate in New African Nation Day if they had the technology, or is there any kind of restriction toward that?
I think that what is getting ready to happen is that when we set up our Zoom component and we do have networks behind the walls, we will do our best to make provisions for our captive citizens. They will be given a Zoom number to call in, because we're trying to accommodate our POWs, captive citizens, to come on in. But we are definitely going to be monitoring and making sure that there are no security breaches. But definitely they are welcome, and you know, we'll be talking on an individual basis, because New African captive citizens, we're pretty much in contact with a few, but not all. And I yield.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate the information, because you know, one thing about it is about, like, right now, we're actually propagating New African Nation Day. And the more we propagate it, the more we put the information out there, the more we share information, the more people will be aware of certain things, and they'll be aware of exactly what's going on and how to participate and how to get involved, if they choose to get involved. Or even understand that they had a right to a nationality of their choice, you know, his or her choice, which is an international right, that we have a right to nationality, we have a right to self-determination, we have a right, you know what I'm saying, to build a nation, we have a right to independence, we have those rights in particular. We striving toward those points and principles to get a better understanding, you know, especially when you mention the term of separation, or, you know, or building a nation building, you know, those particular terms, what they actually mean, but especially being defined. And also the aspect that people had a choice to they become citizens if he or she so chooses, a conscious citizen at that. Because like you said, the Code of Moses speaks about everybody after the sin is already a citizen, but being a conscious citizen is more of a choice for the individual that he or she wants to become that, or wants to engage into that particular activity. So it's always good to propagate the principles and just spread the information, you know. And that's what we're doing right now, you know, in regard to spread this propaganda, which is a good thing. So I basically commend you all, in regards to coming on this broadcast to share the information, just share your experiences, right? You know, and my next question is, how important is it for the youth to learn about New African Nation Day? At least learn about the PG. How important is it for the youth to get involved and learn about this type of movement? How important is it? Or what its significance is, you know, to the youth?
Free the land, Minister Sasada. This is our lane right here, the Watoto. It's important for them because we don't want them to be like we had to do. We had to unlearn and then relearn. So that takes too much time, just out of life, period. Just teaching them who they are from the beginning, they shall live a principled life after that, you know. And if they decide to go astray, they always come back home, because it's in their spirit. And they've always been learning about how great they are, the things we've invented, the things they can do, our intelligence, and our most important thing, we love to live by the laws of my eyes and our Guza Saba 365. That's the most important thing to instill into them, because they are the future. Without new growth, there is no growth. So I'm a yield there.
Okay. I have a couple of questions you mentioned in Guza Saba. So those that are listening, could you explain exactly what that is? Get like a more clarity in regards to what it is. You know, so for the people who are listening who might not know what it is.
Yes, the Nguza Saba are the seven principles of Kwanzaa, which is a seven-day celebration that starts after, well, it's a commemoration and an observation that starts the day after Christmas. So it starts on December 26th, and it goes all the way to January the 1st. And those 7 days, we have seven principles associated with them. And those are the ones, like I said, those are the ones that we live by 365, the cooperative economics, the self-determination, the unity, creativity, faith, purpose. They're all important every day of your life. You should be living in these principles and walking this path. And like I said, when we teach our children this, when they see it on the board every day, when they're reading African proverbs every single day, and not just reading them, but they're explaining them to us and letting us know they understand what they mean. That's the importance of our children being in this movement. There is no, like I said, they are not in the way, they are the way. So I yield.
True indeed, true indeed. I appreciate that. True indeed. True indeed. I heard mention earlier of a shoe in regard to basically having somewhere for the children to be at and be attentive at. What are some of the things that will be offered to the youth during Nation Day? What are some of the things that will be offered during this shoe? You know what I'm saying? What will they be learning in particular? Or what kind of activities are going to be going on for the youth?
So mainly we want to always teach them nation business, but on their level. Always. The New African Creed is something that is very important to us that you can – that's another thing. That's like in Nguza Saba 365. You can live by that creed forever, and you shouldn't stray from the past. So we'll be doing that, going through, you know, some documents with them, the older ones. We'll be creating some things. We'll be doing, you know, a small performance, hopefully. Like I said, just nation building, all the things that the adults are doing, just bringing it to the youth and doing it on their particular level.
Okay. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Will it be any kind of propaganda, you know what I'm saying, that people can receive or purchase during Nation Day, like books, flags, various paraphernalia, pamphlets, manuals, things of that nature. Will any paraphernalia be present during Nation Day for the individuals to take something with them when they leave for purchase or free information, either or other or both during New York Nation Day?
Yes, most definitely, because our number one belief as the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa and working with conjunction with the Minister of Information, our biggest challenge is the propagation of our propaganda. In other words, the manifestation on all different levels, whether it be radio, TV, handouts, Twitter, TikTok, and I'm not even into some of that stuff, but whatever means we can be using, we will be trying our best. And that's why more people are seeing that we do have New African Nation Day. But those that are on the ground, physically, we plan to have a table. We will be selling RNA flags. They are red, black, and green. However, since the provisional government decided to establish itself, we've put the green first, the red in the middle, and the black at the bottom. And that represents the new African flag because our battle cry is free the land. And, of course, you know the green represents land. When we do attain our sovereignty, that's another conversation, because anytime any nation declares itself, it reestablishes its flag, so on and so forth. We're also going to have some historical documents for purchase. Some of the books that we recommend to for new Africans to read, they will be made available. There'll be copies of the Code of Umoja. Some people don't want to use the phone to read. They want physical copies because they read, they underline, they write on their papers. There will be several handouts that we will be giving free. Of course, that will be the creed. If you come, you're going to have a conference packet that will have the creed, the Declaration of Independence, and other documents for the entire conference. We are also going to be handing out some historical pieces that people may want to quickly buy. Right now, Baba Rashid, who's been in the government a long time, he's making available calendars, black seed calendars that are not just for this particular year, but from past years, and those are just books you need to have in your home. And we will have a few copies of War in America, the Malcolm X Doctrine. Of course, we're going to have a new African Ujima. We'll have some copies. We don't have many because that's a printing expense. So, and of course, our biggest document for propaganda right now are those new Africans who are in study groups, who are on the ground in our different districts around the country. We have a citizenship piece of propaganda that we're asking them to take back to their districts and hand to new Africans, because it talks about what does new African citizenship look like. According to the Code of Umoja, the various categories of citizenship, and what are the responsibilities of a citizen. So we are on two levels. We're saying that you have the right to be a citizen if you choose, and you also, as a citizen, any person who's a citizen of a nation, we're asking you to work, study, train, build, pay taxes, be involved, so on and so forth. And, of course, we will have listed on that propaganda is information about the website, information about Twitter, information about Facebook. And definitely while we're there on the ground, we'll be asking new Africans to sign up. Here are the ways in which you can donate and make it a part of our lifestyle. That if we have a nation has to be supported. If we're saying that we are independent and free and we no longer recognize the moral authority, political authority of the United States of America, who has oppressed us all these years, we must, as new Africans, support the liberation movement. And we can do it. If we spend $444 billion every year, might even have reached a trillion, we definitely can break off a piece and support the Republic of New Africa. And I yield.
True indeed. I appreciate the information. I have one question. You know, all throughout the conversation, we have been mentioning the term New Africa. For the ones who don't know or even have an idea what it means, what does it mean to say you're New Africa? What does that term actually mean? Like I said, anybody can answer this question and articulate. What does it actually mean to be a New African?
Oh, you making us go into our foundational documents, aren't you, Brother Bomani? That's good. Thank you.
Well,
we got to inform the masses.
Okay. Well, to be a New African means that we as New African people have been brought from places other than the indigenous here, who are also African people, New African people, melanated people, because sometimes people have a problem with using the word African. But in our particular definition, we know that many of us came from the Zulu, the Igbo, the Akan, the Fanti, the Ga, Dangbe, and the list goes on. And we were not herded in our concentration camps, which we call plantations, chattel slavery. We were not herded by our ethnicity. We were brought across the waters, the Middle Passage. We were taken, some were taken to Jamaica, some were loaded on to Jamaica, and we all came somewhere and were put into these seasoning plantations and sent any kind of way possible. And so throughout the 357 years and beyond, we were intermingled, intermated, incested with each other, all kinds of things. And that, what I call it, that amalgamation says to us, because we lost our language, we lost our tongue, we lost our rhythm, we lost our village, we lost practically everything. And we became a new, because what's one thing that our people need to know, we were bred. If you wanted a certain type of a slave, of an enslaved African, you forced them to mate with who, what, where, when, why, and how, and sometimes you had to mate with your own mother or sister or whoever, whoever, whoever. That's fact. So we became a new breed of Africans. And throughout the time when all of the organizations began to debate and talk and reason with one another to come up with this particular, one of the best documents that I've read about who we are and why we are a new African. That's why we say if we're going to establish ourselves here in America and we want to separate, we're calling ourselves New Africa because some people do not want to return. Some people do not want to go back to the Caribbean. Some people want to stay within the boundaries of the American capitalist, imperialist, white supremacist system, and they're okay with that, and that's okay with us as well. No longer want to be under those auspices, and it's going to take great work. So we are New Africans. We are. We chose. Nobody gave us that name. Nobody said we were Negro, colored, Afro-Americans, African-Americans. We,
yes, ma'am.
Black people in America, we said we're New Africans, no one else, and I yield.
Yes, ma'am. You know, it's good to have a working definition of terms and ideas. So, you know, you basically make your own choice if you want to get involved with it or not. You know, it's all about presenting information for the individuals to make you have your own discernment regarding what they want to do with it. Because they can't say at least they got presented the information to it, because, you know, we're at a propagation war, right? We're at a propagation war. They've been taking place, potentially being captured and brought over in chains, exactly that. A human chattel of slaves, their property. You know, we're in a propagation war. And the more we control the narrative in every situation that we have, like we're doing right now on the radio show, we control the narrative. Saying what we want to say about ourselves, that individual as a collective, as a nation, as people, as a group, you know, if we can develop, we can get a better understanding across, and we can have a better results in regards to informing people, in regards to educating people, in regards to lighting them, basically sparking the interest in their mind, in regards to what they want to do, in particular, if you want to join or not, you know. People still can do their things individually and make some kind of contribution to the movement, you know, as a whole. People can make contributions. You may contribute with stamps, contribute, you know what I'm saying, with writing letters to catch a citizen, make contributions by offering seeds for community gardens, or make contributions, you know what I'm saying, offering the land for people to cultivate, or make contributions in other resources and other matters, you know. Everybody, it can be a role in place for anybody and everybody who want to get involved. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that in particular, you know, for the people
totally
who are listening,
comrade.
The people who are curious or want to have a question, you know, I'm just saying it in general, in a general sense. And also that we have a working website, we have a working Instagram page, a working Twitter page, working Facebook page, and so forth and so on, right? You know, this time I'm about to open the lines up for free callers. I think one of the elders want to get in. Cause I see him calling. I'm going to open the line up, see what he got to say right quick. Okay. Free Line, Baba Khalil, your line is open. You got anything to say, anything to announce, you do so the time your line is open, y'all. I see you calling. 773-355, your line is open. Baba Khalil. Baba Khalil, you there, bro? I see you calling. Baba Khalil, your line is open. Okay, I'm going to go to somebody else. If you have any questions, statements, or comments, please press one. I'm going to open your line up. If you have any questions, statements, or comments, I'm going to go to somebody else. I know I seen your brother calling. He dropped on and came back on. Okay, let me bring the OG in right quick. 786-402. You have a question, comment, statement, please do so at the time your line is open. Line is open, Elder. Your line is open, Elder. Elder and Rashid, your line is open, man. You got anything you want to say? Your line is open.
Yes, sir. Free
the land. Free your land, Bob.
Free the land. Yes, sir.
Free your land. By your minister, sir.
I was quite struck how Sister Vice President talked about, you know, things that I lived in. How the making of a new African came about. It wasn't pretty, but that's what we are. And, you know, you was talking about the Nation Day started in 1969 at Reverend Franklin's church in New Bethel. Was the first shootout we had with the United States government. But that was the first Nation Day we were celebrating. And they decided to attack us on that day. So, but that was the first celebration that we had for the provisional government of New York, Africa. And so ever since that day, we've took that very, very preciously because we was blessed by the Creator. Nobody was killed. Some people got a little hurt when they got on the inside with the gun butts and stuff, but nobody on our side died. There was several of them that didn't make it, but that was our First Nation Day. And one of the reasons that we are so passionate about it is that we was blessed that all of us walked out of there without any death, and that there was about a 20-minute gun battle, and that was at least 800 shots fired through the church, and none of us perished in that day. So that's the reason we are so precious about the Nation Day thing, is that this nation survived all them bullets and going to jail and everything else, and all of us got out of jail except several people that already had warrants on. So that's the history of the First Nation Day. But I'm quite proud of how y'all are doing this. I'm definite how the first advice laid out what they did to us in terms of mating among ourselves and mating among, you know, different African nations. And then the Europeans and the Native Americans decided they want to be a part of it too. So we are that nation that got bastardized by everybody, and we are proud of it because we survived it. And not only did we survive it, we will free the land. And it's not going to be in my lifetime, but some of you guys will live to see it. I see it coming. The United States is losing its power on the international level. China's going to be the next ruling nation, political, economical, and everything else. Obadiah said that 30-some years ago. So I see it too. And so we just have to stay New Africans, stay to our creed, and live our creed the best that we can. And I'm proud of the program, how you're conducting it, and how our New African people that comes on really know what they're talking about in the sense of their passion and their work. Because the work and the passion is the most important thing in terms of getting this nation going. So free the land and keep doing the good work. And I'll try to be on as often as I possibly can.
So free the land, brother. Free the land, brother. Free the land, Bob. I salute you for all your efforts, all your constant struggles and contributions, man, especially in regards to your propagation by video and documenting everything for the last 30-plus years, man. You know, this is all what needed. You know, every nation will have some kind of history recorded so the people after us can actually see exactly what we did, see exactly what we participated in, see exactly some of the trials and tribulations we experienced so they can do better than us and arrive at better results and quicker results than we did because they'd be able to analyze everything before them in a concrete manner, in a scientific way. You know, so I salute you for that. For your commitment all these years, from 6'8 to now. That that was a strong commitment to be involved in the things collected all this time, man. Especially with a lot of us on this line having been living that long to actually even experience those years, you know. So that's a beautiful thing, man, you know, and I commend you for that.
Well, just stay on course. Just stay on course and seem like the radio program is on course, you know, so going to make mistakes, accept that. That's how you learn, you know. But other than that, you know, I really feel good about this particular program. I haven't been on, but I think one before, about what makes a New African. And we're going to have to propagate that more so people resent it a lot of time because we don't go into the depths of what it is that made us what we are, you know. So we're going to have to propagate that more too, you know. I think people will be more willing and can understand because understanding is the best thing in the world. And they understand how we got here. You know, not just we just came over on a slave ship. It's more happened on the slave ship than we just being exchanged. A lot of stuff was going on. And I think it's just to emphasize that very, very good. And after we got here, they did make us mate with our own mothers and sisters because we was property. So I get pretty angry talking about that. But anyway, the provocation is very, very, very good. How she said it, how she laid it out.
Yes.
All right. That's
excellent.
Yes, sir.
Doing an excellent job. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, then, free land.
Body me necessary.
Sure.
Okay, I'll open up another line right quick. Let some of the brothers from the inside get in. 470-543, your line is over here. Question, comment, statement, we do this for the time. 470-543, your line is open.
Free land. Give my salute.
Body me necessary.
All the time. Beautiful program taking place tonight. Very informative. I wanted to capture citizens myself, and I really just have one question to really ask as it relates to the virtual. Is it just going to be for one day, or is it going to be like for the entire event, the virtual part?
Question, comrades, free the land, Mama Ayo. Right now, we are definitely making provisions for the Saturday and the Sunday. We're still in conversation about whether the festivities at the Ngoma will be televised. Because I think for the most part, we do want to have some type of telecast of the different types of creativity that New Africans, because we have a nice lineup of New Africans who are volunteering, by the way, to bring their talents to the Ngoma. But we haven't made that decision. But definitely for the conference on Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning and all the way into Sunday. We're just not sure about Saturday evening at this particular point. I yield.
Sante Sana, for the land.
By any means, sir. You have any more questions, brother? That's it. Anything you got to say?
No, that was it right there. That was it. Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. One love. Okay. I'm going to open up another caller right quick. Okay. 919-641, your line is open. You have a question, comment, statement, please do to the time. 919-641, your line is open. Now, 919-641, your line is open. You have a question, comment, statement, please do to the time. Okay. Let me get that with the L if I know you. Let me see. 773-355, your line is open. Yeah. Any question, comment, statements, or announcement? We do for this. Your line is open. 773-355, your line is open. You're in there. Question, comment, or statements. I see you had dropped out. You got anything to say, brother? I see you had dropped out.
Yeah, through the land. Yeah, through the land. This brother Blast out of Miami. I just wanted to just, you know, just thank General, you know, General Rashid. He's also the 99th signer to the Declaration, if I ain't mistaken. And, you know, like me, it's going to be my first, like, Nations Day, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, I just want to say I appreciate everybody out there who helped get everything together. And I'm looking forward to coming out and helping out and, like, putting that work in. You know, yeah, I'll figure that.
I mean, yes, sir. We appreciate that, brother. We appreciate all your assistance, all your diligence, all your propagation. And for people listening, do you, like, you want to share your, like, your YouTube handle so people can see your videos or... No, this is some of your propagation, bro. Do you want to share your handle for people listening?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, well, you know, on YouTube, I'm Black Cloud Miami, and I deal with a lot of different things, you know, a lot of different, like, history things of people from here in Miami and all the Black-owned businesses that we have down here in Miami. And whenever we go out and, you know, we do feed the people and do stuff in the community, I share that on that page. You know, and on Facebook, it's Isaac Ford, you know, Isaac Slade name Ford. You know what I'm saying, on Facebook. And if y'all want to check it out, you can. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We appreciate
you, brother.
Yes, sir. It works. Okay. 901-202-0, see your line open. You have a question, comment, statement, or announcement, please do so at this time. 901-202-0, see your line is open.
Oh, Freedom Land, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you, ma'am. Go
okay.
ahead. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Catherine. This is Catherine. No, I don't have any comments. Just listening and looking forward to March.
Okay, true indeed. So we appreciate you for listening, and we appreciate your participation.
Mm-hmm.
And where's your
okay.
enthusiasm?
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. 614-285. You have a question, comment, or statement announced. Leave you to your line is open. 614-285. Your line is open. Go ahead.
Bure RD. Free the land.
Elder Mama Condi. I'm, you know, in 1968, I was a teenager. And I had the pleasure of being involved and working and participating in the Provisional Government, Republic of New Africa. When you have these types of broadcasts, it just really brings back a lot of memories watching our government grow and build and move from one generation to the next and from that generation to the next. You know, I'm as an elder now, teenager then, elder now, I've written a few articles. One is titled Survival of the New African Independence Movement, and it talks about the history of the PGRNA, the history of New Africans and our struggle in this land historically. And it also answers the question about what a New African is. That particular essay is available for free download on my website, condipages.com. And I'm looking forward to New African Nation Day. Goodness gracious, I've gone to almost all of them since 69. And it's just, it's almost a render you speechless kind of a feeling and reality to be a part from beginning to the present. We will win this war. It is definitely a war. It is definitely a protracted struggle to build a sovereign black nation. But we will do it. We are doing it. And I am proud to be a part of this process. See y'all on New African Nation Day. I yield.
For your land, we appreciate that, Mama Condi. We appreciate your commitment. You know, we appreciate the years of your contribution that you committed toward the independence of our people, toward the education of our people. So we appreciate that, you know, that information. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Open up another line right quick. 929-446. Your line is over. You have any question, comment, statements, or announcements, please do so at this time. 929-446. Your line is open.
Free the land. This is Sister Coco. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who's putting this together. Obviously, throughout these years, this is going to be my first time, hopefully, that I get to attend. So I'm looking forward. And I'm curious to know a little bit more about the children's programming, just because I'll be there with my son. But I'm excited to come through and, you know, share this time and learn more and share the community with everyone. And definitely looking forward to just getting to know more about, you know, what it means to be a citizen. So, and I yield. Thank you.
All right, we appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you. Free the land.
By any means necessary.
So when you do come, Sister Coco, there'll be like a brief registration. Parents who are bringing their children, of course, we need to know their name, if they have any
type of allergies. We're going to be in the same building, just in a different section of the building. And we are going to be asking parents because we are, this is, we are working in the spirit of cooperative work and responsibility. So we will be asking all parents that drop off their children to at least donate an hour to helping out at the Shule with the children. So we will see how many parents, and if we have enough parents, we will ask you only to spend 30 to 45 minutes. But there will be rotations, but they do have a curriculum that they will be following, as Sister Cezada says. And we think it will be exciting because they'll be in a safe environment. It's a learning environment. We always promote African-centered learning from our new African perspective. So we're excited for the children and the parents who bring them. So we hope to see you. I hear.
Namayo, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, I. Yes, I.
True indeed. True indeed. Thank you for calling in. True indeed. I'm going to open another caller right quick. 786-612, you have any question, comment, statements of announcement, please. For the time, your line is open. 786-612, your line is open. Okay, well, I have a question. My question is, what type of preparation are you doing locally in regards to propagate and prepare for Nation Day locally in your particular district that you are in, particular area that you're in? What are you doing locally to do so? Birmingham district, you know, what are you doing locally to propagate it, prepare for it?
Free the land, Minister Decided. Could you repeat the question, comrade? I apologize.
Okay, I said, what are you doing locally in your particular district, particular area, to propagate a new application to prepare for it or to get ready for it? What are you doing locally? What are some of the activities you're doing locally to prepare for, especially with being like Black History Month, you know, and different things taking place, you know, a coma day, Black Love Day, just various things taking place, you know. What are some of the activities you're engaging into to propagate it or prepare the people for it or get the climate right politically, you know, for the people?
I see the land. First and foremost, everywhere we go, we talk about nation building. We are known, you know, in our circles as, you know, the nation-building people, because that's all we talk about. So all of our acquaintances, the people that we see and interact with on a daily basis, weekly basis, they know about it through word of mouth. Even before, you know, even before we made it official that we were going to have it here in Birmingham, we made sure that we always talk about the nation. Second of all, we're going to all the new African businesses, and we're putting flyers, and we're putting our advertising for Nation Day and the Ngoma at their businesses and having a conversation with them, because usually they have questions and what it is, what we're doing, and just having those conversations with our community people. Thing that we want to do also that we haven't had a chance to send special invites out to some of these organizations who exist here in Birmingham. So we just want to let them know what we're doing, want to send them a special invite, and hopefully they come out and support. So those are some of the things that we're doing as of now.
Okay. 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 Anybody else? Black Cloud, Mama Ayo, y'all want to chime in on that?
Yeah, Free to Learn.
Free to Learn, Bobby Mitchell, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, it's basically the same thing. You know, I'm down here in Miami, and, you know, of course I'm going to do, I did, like, two videos, like, with the flyer on there, and I had, like, the president speaking, and I had Malcolm speaking at the end. I said, fly, y'all can share that if y'all want to. But basically, you know, it's like he says, Black History Month. I've been going to all type of events. Anything that go down, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I don't get a fly to just anybody. Would I just be, you know, it's some people I just talk to and give them a phone number. But I have been spreading the word. And I'm talking about as far as Miami, Open Locker, Fort Lauderdale. Matter of fact, me and General just came from an event on Super Bowl night. They had something for Black History Month where they was honoring all the different people in the community, all the brothers and sisters in the community who do a lot of things, but they don't really get, like, noticed. They don't put them on the news and that, so it was a big thing for them. So, yeah, I went down there, you know, I stood up, you know what I'm saying, I represented. So, you know, like things like that. But, yeah, I've been moving around with it, like the same with last year, you know, always move around, like, every day, all my neighbors. Like, beyond just going in the community, all my neighbors know about Republic. You know, a new Africa. Like, they might not come to the meetings, they might not get on the calls, but I first start with my neighbors first, you know. Make sure all my neighbors, all of them know about Republic of New Africa. Like, yeah.
True indeed. I appreciate that. It's a beautiful thing. All y'all doing good work, man. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes,
Mama Ayo, you got anything to say?
Yes, we've taken this month as well as Kwanzaa to really push the flyers, ask people to go on to Eventbrite and, you know, register. They now have the opportunity to choose whether they will attend face-to-face or whether it will, of course, be a Zoom component. So that's really good because some people say they just can't come, and we still want to encourage them to tune in to what we are doing during Black History Month. Our unit here has participated in several events last Saturday, on the 12th. We hosted a film and discussion, and it was called Negroes with Guns, about Robert Williams, the first president of the Republic of New Africa. And we took that opportunity to talk about citizenship. We had people sign up to be participatory and had that really courageous conversation, because at the end of the day, you have the right. You are self-determining. You have the right to build whatever nation you want, whether you build someone else's nation or you build your own. That's the conversations we have. And we encourage them to come, to participate in New African Nation Day, and to, of course, donate and pay their yearly taxes and anything else that they want to, as because many of our elders are no longer able to move around as much as possible. And our encouragement is that tell your children, you must tell your children, you must talk. Some of us were part of the Black Panther Party. Some of us are part of many, many organizations in the South and beyond. And for us to just go into a period of not talking about what we still must do, what we're doing is a righteous struggle. It's not because we want to be against the government that's doing everything for us. What are they doing? The decision. Do you want to stay and build imperialism, capitalism, neocolonialism, white supremacy, and racism, or do you want an alternative, and there's nothing in between? Or do you want to build the Republic of New Africa, our own nation, our own government, our own school system, our own health system, our own agriculture, our own factories, our own military, so on and so forth? And those are the questions that we're having. This is that time for those particular questions to be raised again and again, and what we call positive action implemented. So, yes, we're doing as much as we can. We're also, this month particularly, We have started reaching out with our public service announcements to what we call independent black newspapers, and we will be asking them to post our announcement in various papers around the country. And I yield.
Frieda Land, are we still on?
Oh, yeah, Frieda Land. I apologize. I was talking. I had it on mute. I apologize. I was talking the whole time. I had it on mute. I ain't even know. Oh, my bad.
You
guys trying to say, sister? I repeat it.
I heard the silence. Yes, please.
Okay. Well, for the people who may not know, I'm a national minister of information for Bureau of New Africa. And some of the things I've been doing to propagate is I've been propagating on our Facebook page, which is titled Republic of New Africa. I propagate on our Instagram page, which is PG, Republic of New Africa. I've been propagating on our Instagram page, which is Bureau of Republic of New Africa. And I've also been propagating to media outlets such as the Rebuild Collective Newspaper, media outlets such as the San Francisco Bay Area News, propagate to other media outlets such as the IRP Revolutionary Party, their propagation site, which is on YouTube. And every opportunity I get, I'm seeking to propagate with other media outlets as well. I know next Monday we're gonna have the 2020 New Afro Nation Day Planning Committee on the Bridge of Public Afro Radio Show, which is our own media that we're gonna propagate it on that as well. You know, then I'm also going to be doing another little interview with the All African Revolutionary Party. I did one before about the history of the provisional government. It's on YouTube. I'm going to be doing another interview with them as well. I'm also going to be doing like a little interview with San Francisco Bayview News in regards to what it means to be a new African or new Africa, you know, nation. They're talking about different things. They're basically educating people about new Africans. Because San Francisco Bayview News, over the years, has propagated a lot of our new African captured citizens, you know what I'm saying, from the shoot line known as the Pelican Bay 8 at that particular time. They were propagating a lot of brothers who were still New African represented national for years, for decades, you know what I'm saying. So it been a lot of talks about new Africans, you know what I'm saying, within that newspaper for years, you know. So I'm going to contribute to that as well, because those are some of my comrades that I that I fully embrace, you know, in regards to the concept, especially in regards to making it be known that we have captured new African citizens, that the some of new African POW, some a new African political prisoners. So we get all let it be known, you know what I'm saying, that they're captured citizens of our nation, and that's a part of our reparation cause, which is to free all our prisoners, because they belong to our nation, they don't belong to the oppressed. You know what I'm saying? They've also been I'd like to have everybody's final thoughts. What are your final thoughts you want to leave everybody with? What are everybody's final thoughts? What are everybody's final thoughts?
Yes, comrade, I wanted to add on to the propaganda under the auspices of the Ministry of Information, because, you know, our government structure is that every unit in the district is supposed to be involved in as much as possible all parts of the different ministries. So as part of our propaganda initiative, we also participate in a YouTube program called New African Perspectives. So I encourage new Africans to also go to that particular channel. Oftentimes we are kicked off because of some of the things that we're saying on there. We usually try to put one out every 1 or 2 weeks. Also, over the next few days, probably by the end of the week, we will be putting out a short propaganda piece, video piece on New African Nation Day. And I want to encourage all new Africans on the phone, spread the word, ask new Africans. If you can't come, you can still donate $25 to participate in the Zoom component of New African Nation Day, because we're still under this purge pandemic, as we call it, and we want to take it as serious as possible, because at the end of the day, we want new Africans to stay healthy, to stay alive, but still stay committed to land independence, self-determination, and reparations. So we encourage everyone. We will be sending out information about our website that you can order either a T-shirt, which would be another way to help support, or a hoodie for New African Nation Day. We're just getting that particular connection set up, and more information will be sent out. So new Africans, comrades, you know, comrade brothers, comrade sisters, just spread the word. Oftentimes word of mouth to everyone is a great tool, but we do have flyers. You have so many tools to help us free the land. And I yield, Mama Ayo.
True indeed, true indeed. We appreciate that. Sister Zada and Brother Bumani, what are y'all final thoughts?
Free the land. Again, I just want to reiterate how happy we are and excited we are to have this going on in Birmingham. And like I said, we're going to continue to do our due diligence and spread the word, hopefully get some new conscious citizens, and do our job. But again, we're so ecstatic to have it here in Birmingham to be a part of this historical moment in this time.
Yes, Minister Zasada, I too am glad that we're having it here in Birmingham, but I'm mostly excited that we're having it in person. Hands-on, people are going to be able to see what we always talk about every day, nation building. And to get more information, to get involved, and hopefully it's just going to be one big old family reunion. But like I said, mostly we are excited to have a hands-on New African Nation Day here in Birmingham. We will be sharing a flyer, putting flyers in all of our local black businesses. The actual banners went up at the Crescent Cultural Community Center last week. So everybody, two and a half weeks ago. So everybody who comes in to the cultural center sees our banner and they inquire about it. So I plan on having way more ticket sales by the next time we get on our calls, and just excited, like I said, to be a part of Nation Day.
True indeed. I would like to bring to everybody's attention that we had a release of one of our new African political prisoners yesterday, the elder Abdul Mami Kabir, known as Mami Kabir, a.k.a. Melvin May, were released yesterday out of federal prison after doing 26-plus years. You know what I'm saying? He would catch her at a New African, citizen apartment in Chicago, and he's home now. His brother's home now. You know what I'm saying? The elder that he's staying at the house he's staying at, his brother-in-law, he actually had called in, but I guess he kept following up. I guess he, I proposed that he wanted to say something, that he actually had a brother on the line. So that's a victory for us, you know. It was a victory for us to let release one of our, some of our captured citizens. I just want everybody to know that, you know. And if you got any close comrade, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I say to the brother coming home. You know, that's a long journey, but he made the journey back home, so I say to that.
true indeed. I can't just leave that out. I mentioned that, you know, that's a small victory. You know, a big victory for
absolutely.
Him. You know, but a small victory for our independent movement, but a big victory for him. You know,
absolutely.
The brother also had health problems, though, so send positive energy to the brother, you know, that now he's out on the street, that he's able to get proper medical attention that he needs to overcome this particular illness that they have. You know?
In regards to that, you know, and also I would like to say if you have any close comrade, associate, loved one behind enemy lines, please look into our website, which is www.georgeuniversity.com. Again, it's www.georgeuniversity.com. Long live the resistance, long live the African movement, the struggle for land and independence. Peace.
Free the land.